What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillier, and on our talk and text line, we have on with us the hosts of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. So be sure to catch BetMGM Tonight live on weekdays from 7 to 11 on the BetMGM network right here on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Amigos, thanks for having me on.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Brad, right off the bat, I'll ask you about LSU Florida, and I'm going to tell you, some of the best games I've seen in Tiger Stadium or watched or listened to throughout the years have been Gators-Tigers. These games have been knocked down, drag out fights between these two teams. I thought last year the Gator defense, now I threw out the Alabama game because, man, LSU got blown out the water in that game. But other than that game, I thought the Gator defense played Garrett Nussmeier better than any other team last year on the Tigers' schedule. Your thoughts, and this line has dropped some from the beginning, your thoughts on LSU Florida?
Yeah, I mean, LSU, a team that people seem to be betting against right now. They believe that Florida Gators are going to strike back with a vengeance after the miscue that they had last weekend. And I would say kind of pump the brakes on that because of the LSU defense, as you mentioned. They really fly the ball, a team that's playing right now, I believe, very much deserving of their high ranking. Now, Florida, of course, fall out of the top 25, and understandably so. Still a formidable opponent, especially if you look at the advanced analytics. Where the Gators right now, according to PFF, are number 26 in the country in offensive efficiency, and they're also top 35 in defensive efficiency. Now LSU, only number 99 right now nationally in offensive efficiency. They're going to have to really shore up things on that end of the field. But defensively, again, I think they're going to make this thing nip and tuck. If I had a lean, it would be with Florida plus the points. I think it's going to come down to a field goal boot, but I think LSU will prevail in the end.
The other game here in the state, and just because, you know, we live in that world of transfer portal, guys moving and coming around all over, but Darian Mensa leaves Tulane, goes to Duke. Duke plays the Green Wave, and that line also has swung around a bit.
Yeah, it certainly has. A lot of action coming in on the Duke Blue Devils, to say the least. My colleague Ryan Horvath on BetMGM Tonight is big on Duke after they got smashed by who? My IMO! Illinois take care of business. Really, in the second half, it's a tale of two halves. First half, Duke's defense was flying all over the place. One at the line of scrimmage consistently. I look at Tulane, a team that right now is number 76 in the country in offensive rating, according to PFF. Better on defense, actually, which is a bit surprising for the Green Wave there at number 42. And that's a shortcoming of Duke. They got picked apart on the back end in that second half. You know, Manny Diaz really going to bring the blitz. So for Tulane, it's all about controlling that line of scrimmage. The offensive line is going to have to stand tall to prevent some of those pockets from collapsing. If they stand their ground and do their job, I think Tulane stiff arms Duke and wins in the bitter end. If the sacks really pile up, that's going to be problematic. And he could be looking at a Blue Devils victory. So any bet I like, probably best on the board, is betting the under in this game. I think defense will be the story on both ends. And I think it's going to be nip and tuck and come maybe all the way down the final possession of the game, either side of the ledger.
So you're telling me my buddy Horvat's putting his deal on Duke?
Yes.
I know where to go with it then. I know where to go with that then. I'll throw you another one out. Interesting game. Man, we've had a lot of people ask about it. Notre Dame, Texas A&M. And I'm still stunned on their lack of use of Jeremiah Love in that game. He's one of the premier players in college football. What the hell are you thinking of against Miami? Not to use him more. I expect that A&M's going to get a fistful of Jeremiah Love in this game. But your thoughts, Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Yeah, and the Aggies got a decent defense, and I think they can really hold their own there in the trenches against Love. You know, maybe goes out and races for like 75, 80 yards, and maybe goes for a buck 50. If he goes for like a buck 50, you know Notre Dame is winning and covering that spread. My lean right now is with Texas A&M on the points. I think Notre Dame's going to win. I think it's going to be a tight one as well. I took Texas A&M earlier this week at +7, and it's just based on the advanced metrics, essentially. And I know it's only a two-game sample size for the Aggies, but they're number 34 in the country in offensive rating. They're also number 34 in the country in defensive rating. Notre Dame, I think, is really embarrassed right now because their advanced metrics are puke-inducing, just downright disgusting. It's like slamming about a dozen of those slushy drinks in your neck of the woods there on Bourbon Street as they're number 114 in offensive rating and 110 in defensive rating. So if that same team shows up like it did on South Beach, they're going to be in trouble. So I think, again, the Fighting Irish, they land a punch late, somehow prevail. But I think A&M will keep this one nice and snug. So I like them +7.
I know I asked Deuce the wrong question when he was on with us. Deuce McAllister asked him about Ole Miss, Arkansas. And I knew I would get the answer that I got, that Ole Miss will win and win pretty good. But, man, I tell you what, this might be a lot closer game than people think. Arkansas, Ole Miss.
Again, I'll go with the dog here. I think it's going to earn its sausages, especially at the -8 spread that Ole Miss has right now. So I'll take Arkansas plus the points. I'm not saying they're going to win necessarily straight up. But again, this one is going to be much closer than people believe. I look at the ESPN Football Power Index ratings right now. Ole Miss and Arkansas are always separated by 11 spots. And then you peel back the layers of the onion. You look at some of those other advanced metrics. They are Pro Football Focus. Ole Miss, in terms of offense efficiency, 67, which is a bit shocking in the country, and 65 in defensive rating. Where are the Razorbacks? 23 in offense, 21 in defense. Again, the numbers nerd in me says, I'm siding with the advanced data. Woo, pig, sue, I think the Hogs cover but don't win.
Tomorrow night, in an interesting game, because the Packers looked all world going up against Detroit. Man, they hit them every which way but loose. And that Detroit team, I sort of wonder a little bit about. I do think they bounce back this week. But Packers, Commanders, Thursday night, Jaden Daniels, because a lot of people here, man, you know, what he did at LSU was just remarkable. Going up against a very talented and now – with Michael Parsons on that defense, a really good offensive defensive team in Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay is going to bring the heat, as you mentioned, with Parsons. And a team, I know it's only one game sample size, but already top five in rush EPA defense. I think really the key to this game is going to be Daniels' wheels. What he can do when the pressure and the heat is getting dialed up in the pocket, calling his own number, reading, reacting, and running, taking off. You know, had 11 carries for 68 yards in week one, and I think it's going to be a similar output for him in that area of the field. And if he has success, chewing up real estate on the ground with his legs, that, of course, opens up the pass game down the field. Terry McLaurin was awfully quiet. A lot of accumulated rust with the long layoff due to the hold-in that he had in August. Maybe he gets back on track. You know, we'll see what kind of the RBBC looks like for Washington. Obviously, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a guy that really shined last week, but I think he's going to hit the under on 41.5 rush yards. I think this could be more of an Austin Eckler game. Pint-sized punter sure was very effective in the pass game. Had 3 catches for 31. He could be an X factor in this game. So put all together, I know I'm talking of Washington, but I'm laying the chalk with the Green Bay Packers. Josh Jacobs, who has scored in 9 consecutive games, going back to last year, extends the streak. He'll bully them there in the trenches. And, of course, Jordan Love does a remarkable job spreading the love around the field. Tucker Kraft as well could be a busy man working those seam routes up the middle, the tight end for Green Bay. So give me the Pack -3.5, but I do love me some Jaden Daniels on the over 46.5 rush yards in that one.
Yeah, I think that would be a good bet on that one, because I think they'll have him on his wheels this yep. particular game. One line that has, I mean, tumbled big time, Saints 49ers. This thing opened at 7, went to 6.5. We were at the Silver Slipper Casino Monday night. It was 6.5. It went to 4.5. And I think all the way, it's down to 3 now between yep. the Saints and the 49ers. But you understand, without most likely Brock Purdy, no George Kittle.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Juwan Jennings with injuries. The Saints have a legitimate shot here. Really do, not only to cover, but to win the game.
Yeah, look, I mainly grabbed New Orleans yesterday right after the rumblings came out about Kittle missing some extensive time with a hamstring injury. I got him at +7, believe it or not.
Oh.
They're very much in contention in this game. I'm really interested to see where this line winds up. I mean, obviously, it's flying south in a hurry for all the reasons you already laid out. And Jennings is the great unknown. He had a clean scan yesterday, trending in the right direction, but we got to find out and get on the practice field and get his butt out there on the field. Mac Jones was somewhat effective last season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really elevated the stock of Brian Thomas. They had some monster games connecting. So that's good news for Ricky Pearsall. Like, it's a beatable, exploitable secondary in New Orleans. But if Rattler can get Juwan Johnson involved again, he was really an unsung hero last week. And we know what Alvin Kamara can do as well. This one is going to probably come down to a field goal difference. And dare I say, fly the fleur-de-lis! I thought the Saints were going to be the worst team in the NFL, but they're not going to go 0-4. They may steal a victory this week against a walking infirmary that is the San Francisco 49ers.
Eagles-Chiefs, repeat of the Super Bowl game. The Eagles, I thought, were efficient. Defensively, that's not the same team that played on Super Bowl Sunday. They've lost a lot of people from that unit to free agency. You get it. You know, when you win, everybody wants to get paid. Now, offensively, they got a lot of the same guys back. And Jalen Hurts, hey, you got to give it to him. He's a winner. Your thoughts, Eagles, Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, it's strength on strength. You know what Philadelphia wants to do. They want to run down your throat. One of the most conservative, if not the most conservative, offensive schemes in the entirety of the NFL. So a whole lot of Jalen Hurts, a whole lot of Saquon Barkley to boot. You know, I think it's going to be a wake-up call for A.J. Brown, who apparently was reading books on the sidelines the entire game last week. Had a garbage time reception. That was it. He's going to get heavily involved because he saw the weakness of Kansas City south of the equator against the Chargers. They could not mitigate. They could not stop Justin Herbert and that vertical attack. So I think Hurts is going to take his shots down the field with the Slim Reaper, with Devontae Smith, and also A.J. Brown. I think Philly's going to win on the road. I'm not buying the Kansas City, a team that has got to turn things around quickly, and they're going to start off 0-2. I think a Philadelphia defense is absolutely legit outside of Adoree Jackson. And without Xavier Worthy, we'll see if he goes, but he's largely going to be ineffective. I think they're going to be stunted in this game. Philadelphia will win, not on the legs, but on the arm of Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay. Two Monday night games, but I think for everybody here, they want to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Houston Texans. And that was, you talked about it last week, a shootout game between the Falcons and the Bucs. That's exactly what it turned out to be. And man, what a crazy ending between the two of them. And I wonder how much longer Koo has in that Falcons uniform, because what he did Sunday afternoon, he did that last year too. He wasn't real effective. But your thoughts, Tampa Bay and Houston?
Yeah, a really interesting matchup here. Tampa, I mean, they didn't come out, firing all cylinders last week offensively. I mean, it was an absolute war there against the ATL. And, you know, Baker, the touchdown maker, really didn't live up to the nickname. Mecca Buka was awesome with a couple of touchdowns, obviously, and Bucky Irving found the end zone as well in a game that had a lot of shootout appeal. But, yeah, Houston's got a formidable defense, and the biggest thing in this game, in my opinion, is how well does the Texans' offensive line perform? The same Casper, the friendly ghost unit that we saw out there last season, reared its ugly head and played in game one. The pressure for C.J. Stroud was immense. And Vita Vea, again, is breathing down his neck. That could be the difference in this game, because Nick Chubb, a guy that's half the player that he used to be with the Cleveland Browns, C.J. Stroud just needs time in the pocket. He's not getting any right now, and I think that's going to be a difference in the game. So I kind of like Tampa on the road, guys. I just do not trust the trench hogs of Houston to get it done.
I sort of agree with you on that. You gave us one prop bet, but we have a texter asked, man, Brad's always great with prop bets. You gave us one about Jaden Daniels over in rushing. Do you have a second?
Yeah, Deebo Samuel. I'll take him on the over in rush yards.
Okay.
I couldn't believe the number, and my eyes popped out of my sockets when I saw a post yesterday on BetMGM. It was 3.5.
What?
Nearly grabbed it and then went to 4.5, and now last I checked, it's sitting in 5.5. I'd still play the over. Deebo had one carry for 11 yards last week. I think he's going to get a couple of carries in this game. And remember, a carry could count as a backwards pass. It could be a jet sweep. It may not be a direct handoff. I think he'll get his opportunities on the ground The former Niner, of course, now a member of the Washington Commanders. So a kind of a jack of all trades, bar none. That is my favorite wager in Thursday Night Football. And if it hits, mas tequila.
You go. Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Always enjoy when you join us here on Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for your time and all your insights, buddy.
Just gracias, amigos. Good luck in week two.
All righty. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetMGM Network insider Brad Evans. Listen and watch Brad on BetMGM Tonight, weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We come back, Steve Geller will join us. We'll have our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.